Welcome to another episode of the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I am your host, CZ Ray, and as usual, I'm not alone. I'm joined by my brethren, Bilo Mike Just. What's going on?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I won't lie. I was actually waiting for you to be like, add Prince Dwayne. And then I remembered, Prince Dwayne's in here, dog. But nah, I'm all good, dog. I'm all good. Life's just laughing at the moment, but I feel like that's just a standard thing. And yeah, man, I guess tuned into the music. Probably not as much as I used to be, but yeah, man, I think when life hits, dog, sometimes it just becomes tough. But I'm good. How are you doing?
It's been hard keeping up with the music, I can't lie.
Like, it's just too much, bro. And it's like, you don't know what's good, you don't know what's horrible. But I do try stay in, because I'm always like, I don't want to be that bruh that's not chilling, or you know, like the younger cousins at home and they're playing something and I'm like, who's this? Nah, the day comes, dog, nah, I'm sorry, I have to hang it up. But like, that's what I'm trying to prevent right now.
Yeah, dude, it's happening sooner than you think. It's happening. But yeah, we're back, we're at your new week, new episode. And yeah, man, I'm excited about this one. I've been, you know, wanting to get back. Yeah. So we can do this. And we have covered this artist before on the show.
Yeah.
Was it last year or the year before?
I think it was last year. Yeah.
And yeah, basically, we're all just in love, you know. We were pretty much in love with her. Sio has been around for a very, very long time. This is not a new name for people who are, you know, tapped in and locked in. And so it's always great to hear new music from her.
Yeah.
And she dropped this album. I didn't even know she was working on a new album until she was like, yo, new album coming out soon. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. The name of the album is called Sarang, which I think means love.
I was about to ask, sure. Do you know? But it's fine.
I think it means, well, depending on what language. Actually, I think it is.
Yeah, I'm on my Googles right now. Wait, because it says,
I think it means love.
Like, it's Korean, no?
Yeah. If it's,
So Rang is a girl's name of Korean origin, simply meaning love and affection.
Man, I know my Korean. Can I say you? Kamsahamnida.
Yeah, you got to those K-dramas, huh?
Not even. Niggas don't know, guys. I speak 8 languages. Guys don't know, bro.
That one there, AIDS. AIDS.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, Sio dropped her new album and it's called Sarang, which I guess means love.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's an album about love, about finding love, about losing love, about accepting love and redefining love, and you know, just so many other things about love. And so yeah, man, what were your initial thoughts going into this one?
Yeah, I think with regards to this one, also compared to the last one, I was expecting like an artistic piece. I think something that obviously was a lot different, I expected the poetry to still be present. I think I was very much interested though in terms of the approach, because I didn't actually Google what Sarang was. I just kind of went in blindly. And kind of went in. But yeah, man, I think I didn't particularly, let me say, I was surprised in some elements. Some of it was like familiar, felt like home when listening to Seal. But I think overall, like, this was a really, really solid project. I really enjoyed it. There were a lot of songs where, you know, you got taken through the motions. I feel like also Seal's delivery it just has this uniqueness to it, man, and this authentic feeling that it kind of brings as well. So for me, yeah, man, I think I really, really love this project. I think to some extent I was surprised by some elements, some felt like home, but yeah, man, this was a really good listen.
Yes, sir. Let's get into it, man. The first song was called Speak With It, which was kind of like the spoken word poetry thing there. Hey, dog, imagine getting a voice note from Siri. Hey, I wrote you something.
Hey, wait.
Come on.
You gotta take the notepad and the paper out, dog. You gotta get everything ready.
Bro.
No, of course. Because basically after that I'd be writing too, dog. I'd be like, hey.
Some people are lucky, man. But yeah, Speak With It, the intro, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, man, I think this one, it was a very good opener, and I feel like, you know, the spoken word really assists in painting the picture in terms of what we're gonna go through. I think, you know, I love the language used. I think when she kind of delivers her message in the way that she speaks about this person, I think when you listen to it off the first part, you kind of have this idea that it's going to be good vibes only, in a way. I don't know, just you know. And then I feel like as you go into the album and go through different stages, obviously you feel a certain way in certain areas, but this project as a whole just was kind of screaming love, was screaming, you know, partnership, screaming, I don't know, but all the good connotations around that actual feeling. So yeah,
it was beautiful, man. Nice, simple way to start the album, and from there we get into Olympus, which is one of my favorites on the album. Really gorgeous melodies. The chorus is just so catchy, man. I sing that thing almost every day, bro.
You do.
But yeah, this song being called Olympus, and then just lyrically how she was able to, you know, just use her pen and just ways of painting this picture of, you know, the godlike strength. And I needed Olympus to break through. I needed henchmen to plan my coup. And I needed guidance and got you. Like, it's just, dude.
There's so much to kind of dive into.
Yeah. Really, really amazing writing on this one. What are your thoughts on Olympus?
Yeah, man. I think Olympus, for me, I really, really enjoyed. This is that type of song where you'd hear on like a nice little tiny desk. Or it's a very, like, it feels intimate. You know what I mean? I think CO's delivery is beautiful. I mean, the chorus, as you mentioned, but even like at the start where she has like, I'm not going to sing it right now because I'm actually not in a singing mood today. But yeah, there's a certain way that she sings where it's like, I picture like drizzle on a wall coming down. You know what I'm saying? But it's fine. If you listen, if you know, you know. If you don't know, then unfortunately I can't help you. But yeah, man, I really enjoyed this one. I think it was a sweet follow up after Speak With It, and I feel like the language and the energy kind of carried over with this one as well.
Yeah, man, beautiful song. And I think from there it was Stay Near.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah,
I really love this one.
Production, like the instrumentation,
dog.
The bass, the percussion,
bro. I would like whoever's playing drums as well, dog. Like from Olympus, that drum pattern that they were playing there, and then also
they're locked in.
They're locked in for real.
This definitely gives me the feeling of a live recording.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about it. I don't know if the production is like majority live instruments. I don't know, but it just gives me that feeling of, yeah, this you know, this is live. This could be a dope live song to perform.
Yeah.
And so just from that perspective alone, I really enjoyed it. And I like how her voice also just sits within the production very comfortably. And so, yeah, I don't know, because like her tone of her voice is just so, it's so interesting. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, it's like sometimes I listen to artists, and then especially on this type of production where it feels and sounds live, like the texture of it, sometimes the voice feels out of place. It just, I don't know. But with this one, it just, yeah, Sia always makes it work, man. Her voice is amazing. What are your thoughts on Stania?
Nah, Stania, I enjoyed. I think this was definitely one of my favorites. It was one of those where, you know, when we try to learn how to, you know, as kids, when you want to learn how to salsa, and everyone does that same move where they're going back and forth. Like, I don't know if you can picture it in your head right now, but this is the type of song where it's like, I'm doing that, you know. But I won't lie, like, I really do like Sia's tone in general, because like it has such a calming energy to it, man. Like, it's a very calming presence. So like when you're listening to the song, this is like the type of music that you want to listen to when you're in a good space or a good frame of mind, because like I think it adds that edge of positivity to you as well. Like, I don't know. But yeah, man, Stay Near was beautiful. I think I really hear you or share the same sentiments in terms of it carrying that live aspect with it. But overall, yeah, good song. Good song.
Yeah. The next one was Debut. Yo, the song, guys. Oh, man. Just beautifully crafted song, bro. The lyrics, I feel like I have to get into his lyrics, eh?
Because, line it up.
Nah, man, like, listen. Yeah, listen,
for Lauren, what you saying?
Bro, she says, well, first of all, the name of the song is called Debut.
Yeah, right?
And in music, debut for most people, we related to music,
yeah,
for the most part. And so she is saying, my heart is on a stage, you freed it from the cage, I can love you, I see it in your eyes, romanticized, you love me, I'm glad it took this long to right this wrong, I love you, your heart is in my hand, this gift is grand, you love when you're around, I simmer down, you've made your arms my favorite.
Who's
place
gonna speak you to me like warm this? Yeah,
you're an art form. Damn. Now you're the owner of my favorite face, you make me safe, you give me rest, you show me that I have no contest, no longer blue, I lost that hue, you gave my love another debut. Come on, man.
Damn. Actually, I'm questioning if Sia writes her things like on those old papers with that pen, that pen with the feather, with boy. Yeah, the pen with the feather, you dip in ink, my dog. There's no other way.
Bro, like, dude, I love poets. I love poets so much, yeah, dude. Like, this is poetry, dude, you know?
And also, like,
this doesn't have to have a melody.
To put it on a beat like that, sees as well. You know, bro, take the poem, put it on something that's upbeat, that's get, like, yeah, nah. Dude. That's why I think Sio, like, even with the house stuff, like, yeah, nah, it's just the versatility is insane, honestly.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, nah, it is.
Like, the first time I heard this song, I'm jamming, I'm bumping to the beat, boy. I'm like, yeah, it's a vibe.
But then when you deep it, though.
But then I started to deep the lyrics, I'm like, nah, she's cooking. Yeah, what? Hey, no longer blue, I lost that hue, you gave my love another debut. Come on man, stop playing with her.
Hey, dog,
stop playing with her. Jeez, bruh. Yeah, no, this song and many other songs on this album, like I said at the beginning, you know, to me it feels like Sia is rediscovering the beauty of falling and being in love with someone.
Yeah.
It's also about, you know, her loving herself again, loving the world around her, and yeah, someone told me the other day that basically everything in the entire universe is always about love. Mm-hmm. And when it isn't, when it's not about love, it is about the absence of it. And I feel like CEO's album, especially this one, embodies that.
Yeah.
Whichever way you sort of look at it from, it's love, you know. And an artist who has done this really well over the years has been Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Whatever type of love you're thinking of, he has a song for it. And so, yeah. But anyway, debut. I loved it, man. What are your additional thoughts on debut? What do you say?
Oh man, I have nothing more to say than that it was a banger. Honestly, that's really what I can say.
Yeah. Hey Lover, interlude part one. Nice calm vibes.
Yeah.
Which leads to Heirlooms. What are your thoughts on those?
Oh, I loved Heirlooms, man. Heirlooms sounds like one of those, like it felt like it was touching more into some jazz elements as well here. I think this is where the instrumentation for me also shone like a lot. And like CO really just killed it, man. I think it had like this nostalgic feel to it. I don't know how to put it, but it just sounded like something that has such a warm feeling to it, like music that I've heard before that made me feel so good at the time. So I think Heirlooms for me, when I heard this song instantly from the get-go, I was drawn to it. And I think, yeah, CEO's delivery here, as always, I feel like this is just another pocket, because this does have an edge of difference from what we've heard before. But I feel like, yeah, no, CEO's just able to fit herself almost anywhere and everywhere. And this was a beautiful song in terms of that.
Shout out Heirlooms, man. Yeah. You know, the first time I heard this song, I thought to myself, man, this feels like a warm spring day. Like this song makes me feel that, you know.
Yeah.
And then I got to the next song, which was Twilight, and she's literally referencing spring. So I thought then, from like a sequencing perspective,
this was really
cool. Because Heirlooms literally, like, it gave me that feeling. I know we're like being like midwinter right now, but like,
I
was like, damn, I could feel that warmth, I could feel that sun, you know, I could smell those flowers. I'm like, yeah, I'm out there, dog.
Facts.
And then we get into Twilight, which was the next one. So yeah, shout out to whoever's sequencing this tracklist. It's fire.
Oh, they were cooking, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah,
we got three Hey Lovers, dog.
Dog, imagine.
Hey, you know, the love was deep here, boy. The love was deep here. The love was deep.
Of which, by the way, we'll get into. There's three of them. And yeah, anyway, I just need to remember this point that I want to make later. But yeah, man, Heirlooms goes into Twilight, and Twilight is just, yeah, she's literally singing about being born in the spring, you know.
Yeah. But I love how it felt like we were in the night, like the song. I don't know how to put it. Like, the other one was the warmth of the day. The other one felt like a hot night, though. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. We're starting to draw weather forecasts now from listening to albums. Imagine.
Oh, bro, credit to her writing, dude. You know, because she's able to conjure up these emotions and feelings and images, you know? Not this thing of people who make music and all you can really say about it is, oh, it was good, oh, it was mid, you know. Here, like, there's real narrative, there's real meat in this stuff, you know. And so, yeah, she's just a great writer, bro. Like, the way she puts words together, aligning the references, you know, it's just... She said, I was born in the springtime and my summer came in, filled with all of my glory, all my losses and wins.
Wow, that's
now my autumn is ending, my winter calls. Now the season is changing, the leaves they fall. Dog, she's taking us through the seasons, boy.
That
she's
is poetry.
Talking us through the seasons. You get me?
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, yeah. Twilight. I love this song. I love it. Yeah. Hey Lover.
Part two.
Well, part two, which leads into autumn. We're talking about seasons, boy.
Hey, I'm Zanda Lumundo, dog. Yes, yes. Yeah. Nah, bruh. Like, what? Yo, the love is too much. It's too much, man.
Yo, guys. Yo, CEO, please love me, dude. Yo, wait. This is...
like, this is that type where it knows no bounds, dog. Like, I know, it's bad.
To be loved like this. But anyway, what are your thoughts? Hey Lover and or Hey Lover Part 2 and then Autumn.
Yeah, Hey Lover Part 2, I think it was a nice little break. I like where the interlude is actually placed. But it's crazy because it feels like then what Twilight and what is it? Twilight and Heirlooms are kind of like separated in a way. So I think trying to dissect it, I'm trying to understand why, but I haven't caught it yet. But yeah, after that Autumn was beautiful, man. I think Autumn had this, it had the strength to it, bruh. I don't know how to put it, but it's like even the vocal delivery there when it came to like, I don't know if it was the chorus, like there was this, there's a strength to this track, man. I feel like here from a production perspective, it really stood out for me. I think the vocals, the backing vocals, the way it was delivered, everything. Yeah, man, this one, yeah. It was good. It was really, really good. I enjoyed it. And I'm an autumn nigga as well. So, like, I don't know. Maybe I just felt close to it because of the title. Who knows?
Yeah. That's a beautiful one, man. Yeah, I think... I don't know. I just feel like her writing is so special. It is so unique. And... I always say this, you know, when we're doing these albums, that for me, if I'm able just to sit with the lyrics and just read them and feel something from just reading, you know,
yeah,
then that for me, that's how I sort of measure good writing. Not this writing that sort of hides in the melodies and the production and no. It's cool.
Yeah.
But like this for me is what I like, you know, and CEO is an amazing writer. Like a fantastic writer.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are artists that we have. Amazing singers. You know, they have amazing voices. But, like, lyrically, it's just not there yet. And I don't know. I feel like a lot of them could benefit from CEO's pen, you know? Because, yeah, this is just amazing. But yeah, autumn and the idea of being loved and getting that assurance that the person's not going anywhere, especially in the second verse of the song, I feel like that's where she really drives that message home.
So
I loved autumn. I like the sequencing of this album, man. It's really amazing. The next one was No Limit, which kind of caught me off guard a little bit.
In what way?
I don't know, just the groove on this one is just different.
The bass line with the boom. Hey, that one hit, but it was hard.
Like, I don't know, but yeah, it's just, I wasn't expecting it, but I love it so much, man. And yeah, what are your thoughts on No Limit?
Yeah, man, I also love No Limits. I think, yeah, that bass line, you know, I was hitting the wall with one hand, dog. I'm like, yeah, man, but nah, I think I really enjoyed the song as well. I feel like this project as a whole is actually just pretty consistent in terms of how the music made you felt, how the music made you feel from start to finish. But yeah, No Limit was also just another really beautiful song to listen to.
Bro, she said, "I don't wanna run. It's sitting on my tongue. I'm calling you the one. I'm grateful you've come. Dog. Hey guys, it's nice to have reassurance. For real. You know. This is a beautiful song, man. It's, yeah, I feel like we've been saying that for every single song on this thing so far. Like, everything is beautiful, and it is, you know. And yeah, No Limit, fire, groovy joint. The final song, Hey Lover, which is now the full song, right? Yeah, we had the two interludes, and then it becomes a full song at the end. And to me, it feels like it was just building up to this moment. Like, you know, we have like the first interlude, and the second interlude, there's like a bit more happening, and then finally we get, you know, the full song.
Yeah.
And the way throughout this album she's talking about like the different season and everything, it feels like time has passed, you know, getting to this point of like the full song, the final song.
Yeah.
So those were my thoughts initially, and then I think maybe like last week or 2 weeks ago, I was like, I've never even seen CEO's like social media. So I went onto Instagram, like, let me like stalk, let me see what's going on, like, you know, what kind of stuff does she post, whatever. So I'm watching all these different videos, blah blah blah, and then I don't know if people know this, but CEO has like another Instagram page where she publishes her poetry. And so now I'm deep.
You're in that rabbit hole. You can't get out.
Yeah, because I'm just like, dude, like, this is just so amazing. And then I get to, and then I saw Hey Lover in this like poem form, basically. And I think she wrote this song when she was like 16 or something. It's been years in the making, you know. But basically the point I'm making here is that the way that on this album we had the two interludes which were leading up to this over time, over the course of the album, it kind of gave me that same feeling of like, okay, well, she's been writing this song over time for a very long time, for many seasons, you know. And so I thought it was cool that the final song will be like the full, fully fledged out song at the end. But yeah, what are your thoughts on Hey Lover?
Yeah, man, I think Hey Lover really was that final closer for me in terms of like that final speech. You know, I think I love how it was kind of stripped down into an acoustic feeling to kind of close off and say cheers to that. But yeah, man, I think the way that the first and the second interlude, like you said, kind of when you put them together, the feeling, this is kind of what you would expect to come out towards the end. And I think, yeah, it was just an extension of the message in those small little parts, or maybe piecing, like, you have those two puzzle pieces but you need an extra five to complete it or whatever. So it was like this was the final song to kind of put that whole picture together. And I feel like it also kind of just gave a full, I guess, full interpretation of what the whole project was about, I think, with just the way things were kind of expressed in that final piece. But yeah, man, this was also a really, really nice one to listen to. And I think, yeah, this project as a whole was really just good vibes, man. It was really, really just good vibes.
I loved it. We've said it before, CEO is an incredible artist. You know, I know she's out there doing her thing. She's even like, you know, like touring and like, you know, these places in Europe or whatever, singing these songs. But somehow I still feel like she's just underrated, you know. She is an amazing singer, an amazing writer, producer, you know, and I am always, always so happy to get lost in the world that she creates with these albums. And yeah, I mean, what else can we say, bro? Like, to be loved like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, I think anyone who's listening, guys, just date poets. They'll, you know, they'll write all these amazing things about you.
Yeah.
You know, it's looking like this.
Yeah.
That's what we should be doing because,
yeah. You know.
But anyway, shout out to CEO. Everyone else, go listen to this album. It's called Sarang. And just, yeah, man, show love. Final thoughts, what are we saying?
Nah, man, I think, you know, and I think always listening to CEO is always refreshing for me. Like, it's one of those, like, every time we have to kind of sit and listen to a project, I'm honestly really always looking forward to it because I feel like I'm going to get something that's really going to either just have me grooving, either have me thinking, either have me shocked, surprised. Like, there's just a lot of emotions that kind of come from it. And I think I love how Seal's music also has this homely and warm feeling that we spoke about before. So it's like one of those things that kind of draws you. I feel like the previous project did the exact same thing. I forgot, what was it called? Something,
yeah, that's the other name,
wasn't it like Toy Tapestries or something?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah,
and then yeah, even this one, yeah, Torn Tapestries, yeah, and then even this one, like, yeah, man, same, like, obviously different feelings, but like, yeah, man, it's always good. It's always good vibes when listening to CEO, honestly.
Shout out to CEO, and shout out to everyone who has been listening to her music and showing love. Yeah, I just clocked something, which is crazy because you mentioned Torn Tapestries. I was trying to remember that album and what we were saying about it. And I think on that album, I might be wrong, but she also opened up that album with like spoken word kind of vibe.
Yeah, it was there. It was drizzled in actually quite a few areas, to be fair.
And she was talking about Chet Baker, the jazz guy. Mm. And she made reference to Chet Baker, who's well known for his song Almost Blue, which is my favorite jazz song ever.
Yeah.
So the song was called Almost Blue. And then on this album, she referenced that feeling of, you know, feeling blue, but then now she no longer feels that hue because this guy gave her love a new debut or something like that.
Damn, you're spitting.
So
you're spitting.
That's crazy. That is, anyway. But yeah, shout out to CEO, man. This was lovely. Ish. Yeah. Guys, you guys know I'm in love, bro, with CEO. Yes. So I need to just lock off the ting here. Let's wrap it up.
I bet.
This was another great episode from the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I was your host, CZ Ray, and I was not alone. I was with my brethren, Bilo Might Just. Until next time, stay shining. Peace and love.
Deuces.